Welcome to this English Out There podcast recording. This is the sort of first attempt I've made to put an early recording or one of the earliest recordings with a more recent recording to see if I can discern any difference and if our friends and people interested in English Out There and the materials that we have and that we teach and help learners practice with, whether people think that there's any merit in the way we do it and the process that learners engage in. And this little recording and podcast, which I'll make available to people, is with Waldek, who's our Polish friend who's from Pabianice in the middle of Poland and who contacted me via a sort of English language teaching and learning website. And in this, there are just two clips that I've tried to keep quite short that are Waldek at the start and Waldek at where he is now in terms of the number of sessions he's had of EOT with me and to see if there's any improvement in his speaking and listening skills, which I will leave to you to judge. You are in a restaurant. Okay. You'd like to order fish and chips. What do you say?
First of all, maybe hello. There fish and chips, please. I need also salt, but maybe salt is on the table, so maybe I shouldn't say like this. Just
Cool.
I order chips and salmon, please.
That's all right. That's okay. So you're in a bank and you're trying to withdraw cash from a cash point. The machine swallows your card. What do you do or say?
I must go into maybe into a bank, into a room, and ask some person responsible for this situation. If because there are also situations that there is no bank room, I could be nervous, I think, and say, "Oh, there," just like this,
Okay, cool. Right, okay, that's the test finished.
because.
So that was Valdek discussing some scenarios with me as part of his placement interview, level placement interview on the 10th of March 2010. And now we're going to go and listen to me talking with him in the 11th session that we had after he'd done a lesson on stereotypes. And see if you can hear any difference.
When we are leaving now.
What do you think is the stereotypical Englishman then?
I know one. It's you.
I can't. If you know one,
I've
does
never
that
been in
mean?
England.
Yeah, but in your mind, what is the stereotypical Englishman?
I think that something is about tea, that you like drinking tea about 5 p.m.
Right.
We in
Okay.
Poland know everybody, but in England, about
Yeah.
5 p.m. we just drink. You just drink.
Everyone stops for tea, yeah?
Yes, it's nice. I think it's nice. For example, me, I like having a nap after dinner,
Right.
but it's not possible to do in Monday on Monday or Wednesday. Only I practice it only on Sunday. It's really
All
nice
right.
practice to just to have a nap for 20 minutes, even 15 minutes. It's enough
What,
for me.
after lunch?
After lunch, yes. After the
Yeah.
bigger, no, the biggest meal. In
Yeah.
Poland, it's not in the afternoon, but it's about 1, 2, 3 p.m.
Yeah.
I know that you like drinking tea. What
Yeah.
else? I think that the Englishman is a gentleman.
Do you think so? That's interesting. I think that's it's interesting, the impression or the stereotypical image that people have of the. So that was Valdek talking to me on the 25th of April. So from the 10th of March to the 25th of April, he did he studied 11 EOT lesson plans. And we talked for about 20, 30 minutes, maybe a bit more each time. And he's also been talking to two or three other English speakers using the same lesson plans. So it's up to you. Judge for yourself. If you think he's improved in any way, let me know. And email me at jason@languagesoutthere.com or visit our website, www.languagesoutthere.com, or listen to this podcast or post a comment on the facebook.com/englishoutthere page. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.